We're celebrating Pride Month, and as tribute, we are sharing with you finally our coming out stories. This is Nikki, and you guys are listening to Good, Rude, and Partly Nude. And we are back. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Nat is here again. She's finally joined me again in recording a podcast. The last episode, she wasn't here because she ran an errand. And I was like...
Palengke.
And I did tell our listeners that we haven't been recording a podcast, or we haven't been recording anything throughout the quarantine because It was like a period of slowing down. And I noticed kasi that during quarantine, there are a lot of other events that happened. Like, March was Women's Month. And then, parang hindi rin natin naramdaman masyado yung Holy Week. Diba? Parang there are a lot of actual events that we didn't feel so much because we are also distracted by everything else that's happening.
Yeah, I think it's because of the roller coaster of emotions. We've been swimming in it for quite some time.
That's so true. And part of that is like the downplay now. Not downplay, pero parang hindi na din masyadong napapansin or hindi as noisy as last year or the previous years, yung Pride Month. Did you notice that?
Definitely. It's because sabay nga siya with
everything else
that's happening.
Parang it's just hard to celebrate anything at this point.
Yeah, it is. It is hard because you know that you're preoccupied with a lot of other things.
Right.
That feel more, I don't know, it takes more space in your brain, in your heart, for some reason.
And it takes more energy, emotionally, right?
Yeah.
And like, last time we celebrated Mother's Day, it wasn't as big as the other commercial holidays that we know of. And this weekend, we're actually anticipating Father's Day and International Day of Yoga. At the same time, on Sunday. And we are on the third weekend of June? Is it?
Third weekend
of June. And next week is the last Saturday of June. So we are halfway through the month. And I noticed that the Pride campaigns and the whole celebration that we are used to is not as big or as grand or as loud as it would be the past few years. And so I decided that here in the podcast, maybe we can like at least celebrate Pride in our own way with like a two-part series, beginning with this one, and it's about me forcing you to tell your story.
Yeah, my story.
And I'll share my story too, like a... how we realized that we're like this, we're lesbians, we liked women, and everything that happened, only to inspire others who I know are having difficulty accepting themselves. Because you have been through that, if I'm not mistaken, parang you tried then not to be.
Yeah, I think it's because when you... it takes time to figure out for yourself to even realize that you're different in a way that there are different emotions that you feel towards the same sex. So that one alone is very weird to deal with, especially at a young age, because you don't know what that feeling is, or maybe you don't know that it's a crush na pala. Right?
So how did that go for you? I mean, I grew up in an all-girls school. So if I had a crush on a girl, it didn't feel strange because everyone else would have crushes on other girls. Mm-hmm. Kasi walang boys.
Yeah.
But you grew up in a co-ed school with boys.
Yes.
And para may option ka to like date guys. But when did you realize that, wait lang, hindi ko lang pala siya lang gusto maging friend? Or something like that?
I guess at that age, like I always think of myself as a late bloomer for some reason, because I came out already when I was in college. Okay. And even if there were already, let's say, if I look back in grade school or maybe high school, there were already hints of it.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like a certain way towards some a girl or a classmate.
Okay.
Or maybe a teacher. I think I was...
Did you like dressing up?
Grade school or something.
Parang yeah. Were you a tomboy with the way you dress up? Did you like the toys of boys, like guns or cars or whatever, robots?
The thing is, I don't think that toys even really make gender.
Okay.
It's not gender specific, but if we're going down to toys, because it's like the most basic one, because you know how, when somebody holds a doll, na parang, ay,
yeah.
Ano, baka bakla anak mo,
and it's
or
not
something.
Even, I mean, I agree with you on that not being parang a basis of anyone's gender. Mm. But kasi, you know how when we're raised by our parents, parang
don't
we're
touch
put
that.
In,
yeah.
Oh, diba, parang we're put in boxes na ito pang boys to. When it's pink, it's for girls. When it's blue, it's for boys. Or when it's a robot, it's for boys. When it's a doll, it's for girls.
Well, I'm lucky, I guess, because even if... I love my Barbies. I remember wanting that pink Mustang, but it was so expensive.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just expensive.
Okay.
And my Barbie was like something bought from a garage sale. Ta sobrang saya ko na nun. And I also had guns. Like my dad
would get you?
Would get. If he got the toy for Bench that's like a gun,
mm-mm.
Yung parang rattling gun,
mm-mm.
I also got one.
Okay.
So
parang it's out of fairness.
Out of fairness. And we would play, you know.
Yeah, uh-oh.
And if we're going to talk about toys, I had Play-Doh, Lego.
But what were your preferences?
I like my remote-controlled cars.
Okay.
I like playing tea. Having tea time.
Okay.
So
hindi siya like, oh, I want boyish toys or I want girly toys.
No, it was like I wanted everything.
Okay.
I wanted to play with everything.
That's how about it. Clothing?
Clothing, well, kung bata ka naman, you don't really decide on clothes. Eh. But I noticed that I like, I don't know, loose shirts.
Okay.
But for me, it was the sake of being more comfortable in it. Na parang when I would... You know how they would... Like, your parents would force you... Not
to wear
force,
dresses.
Pero na parang to wear dresses and like skirts. It just felt... out of preference, it just felt uncomfortable.
Okay.
Na parang, I cannot be rowdy in this. I cannot like jump around in this. It was more of that.
Okay.
Because... I've always been that magaslaw kid.
Okay.
Yung laging may sugat, napapating, ganun.
Hanggang ngayon naman eh.
Yeah. So, it was it's so complicated because I don't want the listeners to think na, ah, kasi ganun siya, kaya tibo siya. Parang no! It's not. It's really not. You can play with whatever you want to play with. You can date whoever... Or whatever you want to date. I don't know. It's just that people need to stop putting other people in boxes.
Yeah.
And I get naman why there are labels. I get it. They want to grasp things. They want to try to, at the very least,
understand.
And I get the intention behind it. But it sometimes works against us.
Mm-mm.
When we try to... make things
na kailangan
very
may definition.
Simple.
Yeah. I agree.
It's
so when
simple
did you...
but not simpler. So
So when did you realize that you like girls? And who was your first crush?
Here's the thing, that's a very hard answer. a hard question to answer because if I look back now, it would make sense. Ah, kaya pala, parang crush ko siya.
Okay, parang okay. Hindi, so at the time, hindi mo alam talaga.
Hindi ko alam. Okay. Because you're a kid. You know, you don't okay. think of it na parang, I think we're gonna be together. It wasn't like that.
No, like, but like, you know how kids are. Parang, I like her. Parang she makes me feel...
I wasn't that. I wasn't that one. All I thought about was, I just wanna play. I just wanna play all day.
We're around your high school or college.
I think it was puberty. Strongest na parang medyo iba na yung nararamdaman ko when it was definitely high school.
Okay. Like, so that's when you had your first crush. Na you real yung na-acknowledge yeah, mo na crush.
Yeah, na-acknowledge ko siya but then you're still in denial. Okay. You're pretending, I guess. There's that denial na maybe I just want to get closer to her or something.
Okay.
But
how long were you in denial?
I think I was in denial for I don't know, years. Multiple years. And I think the more important question is that when did I accept it?
Yeah.
When did I really sit down on it? Because it's like you cannot run away from yourself.
Mm.
And it took some time. And it for me, at least, it took for me to get a girlfriend first before I even had the guts to come out.
But I guess for me, what were the signs for you na parang, wait lang, it's different na? Or, alam mo yun, kasi before you even had a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
may ano na yun eh, di ba? Parang you notice things about yourself. Mm-hmm. So, I'm curious what those things were for you that led you to think that, oh my God, wait lang, I think I'm lesbian. Are you lesbian or something?
I don't know if I should be saying this, but I guess for me, it's the strongest when you already feel something else down there.
There's no filter in this podcast.
It's not so anymore, hi, hello, it was
okay,
okay.
Oh, okay. So that was like the strongest for you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like a gauge.
And it wasn't like towards a guy.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I did consider dating. I remember I dated.
Pero nagka-girlfriend ka muna before you dated a guy? Or how did that go? Did you date guys first before you accepted that you're lesbian? Or?
I think I dated. I don't know if that you consider that dating. We hang out, but then the moment that I met someone, the girl, it was so immediate na, dropping that guy. It was so...
Poor guy.
It was like...
What is his name?
Was, at first, that's why I thought before that I was bisexual.
Okay.
Because parang there was still admiration for guys or men, but it was deeper. It weighed more on towards the women's side.
Around how old were you then?
I think that was college.
Okay.
Mga first year
college. Yun yung nag-date ka ng guy?
Yeah. Or, yeah, definitely college. Because high school...
Wala ka pang pakialam.
Yeah, and my parents were very strict with me. So, wasn't really... I mean, I could go out, but I wasn't... Super.
Did you think the strictness of your parents affected the time that it took for you to accept and to realize that you're into women?
Their strictness?
Yeah. Like you not being able to go out as much?
I don't think so.
Naman?
Okay. No. It's really an internal thing. And I guess if you're listening to this, you really have to... There's no way out. You have to face it yourself. You have to acknowledge... And don't blame anyone for it. It's really you.
Mm.
It's an internal work that you need to go through. And it would be a disservice to yourself if you don't deal with it yourself.
Okay.
Because you won't be able to go through the process of things. You know how when you break up, parang you need to be able to
face
grieve,
it.
You need,
yeah.
You have to face it. You
can't be like
covering it up because yeah. that's gonna
you can't run away from
that's
it.
Gonna bite you later on in life.
Yeah. Okay, so you were in college and then you had a girlfriend. How did you come out?
I came out to my friend first, I remember. And
this was when you had your girlfriend.
Yeah. So I came out to my friend first and then slowly to my barkada, to my brother, to my tita.
How did
and
they then, take it?
Well, my friend, you know her, the car.
Oh, okay.
She already knew. She
was like, Keisha.
She was like, finally, or something
really?
Like something to that extent.
So she yeah. knew.
Yeah, she knew.
Okay.
And then, well, my barkada, nagtampo sila.
Because
I think I remember parang medyo may tampo because I guess they were like, you should have told us. I mean, it's not like we're gonna judge you. You know, it was like that,
Mm-mm.
and I appreciate that.
Mm-mm.
And it just goes to show. That those are your real friends.
Yeah.
Na parang, bakit hindi mo sinabi? It's
did
not
it
like it's gonna
time?
Change.
Did it take time for you to tell them?
But here's the thing. It's not because I didn't want to tell
Mm-mm.
people. It was because,
you were
unsure. Wait lang, ako muna.
Hindi pa nga ako sure.
Hindi pa nga ako sure. Ako muna, na parang let me face it first myself. You can't force people into admitting.
Yeah.
You can't do that because if they themselves are not okay
sure, yeah.
with it. Because it's not easy to be different from,
yeah.
like,
especially
if you're gay
during that
or
time.
Lesbian. It's not easy because dun pa lang to accept it, battle na eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Tapos, may challenge pa along the way na parang people look at you different.
External.
Yeah, so I guess that's why there is that fight in you. There's that fire to, I don't know, prove yourself
yeah.
something or do something bold. Because yung parang there's that chip on your shoulder na
to prove yourself.
Nobody believes in you until you do something grand because you're different. It's like that.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a question in my head. And I don't know if everyone feels that way because parang ako, pinag-iisipan ko yun eh. And I'm not sure if my drive to do things stems from me being
well,
lesbian.
It's not that simple, but definitely for me, that was one of the things that propelled me.
Okay.
That fight in me na parang I needed to prove myself
yeah.
or prove to others. But then over time, that
it kind of
I don't
like,
care anymore what people think.
Yeah.
This is more of my growth and
yeah.
how I'm going to impact whatever or wherever I am.
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
whoever
I
can impact in a positive way. But yeah, but it's a good kick in the butt to like put some fire in whatever. Yeah. Something like that. Something philosophical like that. skip in your step, whatever cup, yeah.
And then, how did, then what happened next after you came out to your friends? Who did you come out to next?
Family,
okay.
my brother,
so your family, was
cousin.
Your family the last?
Yeah, but then that got messy and not as I planned, so just one more thing. When you're coming out, my tip is to come out to your closest friends first so that you have a
support system. Yeah.
Actually, ideally, you come out to someone who's either also lesbian, queer,
Ooh,
gay,
or
rainbow
yeah.
friend.
Or understands.
Yeah.
No?
Someone who you know will understand because that's the strongest base to come out from.
Yeah.
And then slowly work your way to family or
cousins, ganyan. Yung medyo, kasi my cousins, barkada ko sila eh.
Yeah.
So, it was easy for me to, like, tell them.
Mm.
But, it didn't go as I planned because I really wasn't planning to tell my Lola. I wasn't planning to tell my dad.
Your dad, yeah.
But, I knew it along the way, but it happened so fast. And here's...
And you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready kasi sumabog siya.
Yeah.
I remember coming out to eventually na ninang na, di ba?
Yeah.
And then, kumbasa ako, sumabog siya.
I mean,
kumalat
okay.
siya.
So for the sake of our listeners, Nat isn't really comfortable talking about this. I mean, I can see how uncomfortable she's getting right now. But... I kind of like talked her into sharing her story with everyone because I know that there are a lot, especially the younger generation, who are struggling. And I know that our stories and how we got over them will help. Kasi nung time mo, wala kang titignan eh. Wala kang role model. There was no one to run to apart from your friends who are not queer. Mm-hmm. But car is there. But gets more. But it's not the same as like if someone told you, oh, this is my story.
Yeah.
This is how I overcame it. And now we're fine.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, we would have never imagined we'd get to a place wherein both our families love us for who we are. Yeah. And your family loves me and my family loves you. Parang, I know that a lot of people see that and they're like, buti pa sila. They're fully accepted. And yun nga, I feel like our stories will help them na, yeah, it's gonna be hard, but once your family, or once you show your family that it's really just, this is me, it doesn't change who I am, doesn't change what I can do, and I can take care of myself now, it's 2020, diba? Parang, there's just this sense of, okay, there's peace between people. Yun. So, going back, what was the toughest part of coming out for you?
Well, the toughest part was when it didn't go as planned. Because I was planning to just go slow, but it was slow and then biglang boom, everyone knew about it. My family knew about it and then they didn't like it. Because we're a very conservative family.
Yeah.
And it was really hell for me. Like, that's all I can remember those times. That's why I feel uncomfortable talking about this. Because I swept this, not even swept it under, oh, that's an understatement. It was more of
I buried it.
And, you know, just say bye. I don't want to feel that way anymore. And, I remember I got interviewed by yung sa Her Story. For this, and I cried, and I wasn't expecting to cry because I guess when you're like digging up that part of your life that you said that you won't talk about anymore, because it just really, I don't know, it brings up emotions. Even if I could 100% say that I've already forgiven everyone, I've forgiven myself, I've forgiven my family, whoever hurt me along the way. But I guess there's that energy pa rin na naglilinger siya when you like bring up the story and you piece it together, I guess.
But, so maybe you haven't completely healed from it.
Yeah, I've forgiven everyone, but I haven't healed completely. Yeah. The fact that I'm still feeling this way. So but yeah, it's getting better because you can't get stuck in that. The best way is really to forgive. And there is that level of empathy for everyone. Kasi na parang maintindihan mo rin naman why they don't want that for you. And it's always, especially if it's family, it's always gonna be from a place of love. It's because, no, wag ganun kasi nga, people look down on you or parang you have to, I don't know,
You'll be discriminated.
You'll be discriminated, or it was more of that, and I knew it was more of that, and a bit of dogma, of course.
Yeah.
Hindi na mawawala naman.
I mean, that's a very common thing in Filipino families, and I remember you told me the story about, parang they were getting mad and then they were judging this person because of. Tomboy kasi gano'n. My mom was like that too. As in, parang, guys, walang preno yung bebe.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, but
I think... Pero kasi alam mo na...
It's the way they were...
Yeah. I don't know, raised? Or how that environment... So you can't... Now that you look
at them... You can't
blame them. You can't blame them because that's how it was back then.
Yeah.
And, syempre, at that time, mahirap sa atin yun kasi masakit yun. Because we're like, bakit ganun? So, kung ako nasa police niya, ganun lang din
pala. Oo, yung tawag sa akin, or tingin sa akin. Kasi, diba, when you say, tomboy yan. I've never gotten that because I'm feminine. But, you know, parang, I can feel that if someone was told that, because I have so many friends who are lesbians, because coming from an all-girls school all my life, and when someone says that, na parang, tomboy kasi, bakit? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Yeah. Or like, bakla kasi. Yeah. Bakit? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Diba? Yeah. What does that have to do with, ano
mayroon? Parang palibasa lalaki, or ano.
Yeah.
Dahil, dapat kababaeng tao. Dapat parang ganun lang din siya.
Nakakabit ba yung gender mo, and yung preference mo, sa way that you act, the decisions you make, or the choices that you make. Alam mo yun, na parang, can we stop stereotyping people and assuming that they're like this because they're like this?
True. Diba?
It doesn't always have to be an equation in your head.
Yeah. And the only way is really to be open about things. Because even sometimes I don't grasp things well, like with relationships of, let's say, I don't know, basta other relationships na parang hindi ko rin siya mag-grasp. But when you really look at, when you stop comparing kasi the boy-girl situation or lesbian is to lesbian, you get it? Na parang if you always try to box things up and put an equation to it, hindi ka matatapos.
Yeah.
And you're always going to be frustrated because we're talking about humans and words are just things of relation to things, people. It's not perfect. It's human. It's us humans that are real. The only real thing here. So, words can be very relative.
Yeah. I mean, I think I remember Kanye saying something like, when he was a kid, Kanye West, he jumped on a table, and then all the elderlies were telling him, get off that table, you're gonna hurt yourself, or get off that table, you're gonna ruin it, or all those things. But in his head, he was flying.
Yeah.
So, it's just, parang when you say that kid is jumping on the table, to these people, they think that he's gonna hurt himself, or he's gonna destroy the furniture. But to him, he's flying.
Yeah.
So, parang it's just a matter of your perception makes it, diba?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make sense for people to still be thinking certain things about stereotypes and, I mean, the gender and the preferences. We are in an age where education is within reach and so accessible, and there's really no excuse for us to still be discriminating against each other, and like trying to define people just based on what they look like or what a relationship looks like in our case, diba? And even with the gay guys, I think they experience that there, na parang, okay, top and bottom and all that. Na parang, why do you have to know? I mean, why do you have to have a clear explanation in your head just so you can accept?
Yeah, same thing. Parang pag straight ba, in-imagine mo yun? Na parang, sino yung top and bottom? It's...
Yeah, well, I guess kasi...
It's different kasi.
Oh, yeah. And I guess now, iba na rin eh. Like, the unconventional family setup na it used to be dapat yung lalaki yung nag-work and then yung babae stays home and takes care of the children. But now, it could be both of them out working and making money, or the guy is at home and the woman is out working.
Yeah, or the woman may choose not to have kids and there's nothing wrong with
it's all those things. Eh.
But everyone has something to say to somebody.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't stop that. And I get naman where people are coming from. That's the curse, eh. When you understand where they're coming from, it's like, wala eh, ganun sila eh. Or parang, let's say someone who asks who wears the pants in the relationship, or sino yung lalaki sa relationship, you can easily just say, na parang, well, the last time I checked, we are both women.
Yeah.
But then kasi, you know where they're coming from eh. Mm. You know that, they're really...
It's an innocent question.
It's an innocent question.
The intention is good. It's not like coming from a malicious... It's not a malicious question. But it's really just because they can't understand. They can't grasp it in their head. But we'll talk about that in the next episode. Kasi nga yung today, stories nga lang natin.
Stories lang pala. Okay.
So what was the toughest for you? The toughest thing that happened to you in your... And that, I mean, I'm sorry to put you through this, but...
Yeah, let's stop this now.
Kidding. Okay. Babe.
Okay.
It's just this one time. In your ESPN teacher, they did not show your story. They didn't show you crying. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
They edited it out. So this is the chance for you to just dump it all at once and never talk about it again if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Okay. Do it for me.
What do you want to know?
Mary, so what was the toughest part? I mean, when you were already coming out and, you know, you ran into trouble with your ninang, telling everyone else, spilling your secret for you when you weren't ready. She actually, I mean, I love your ninang, your tita, so much. Everything has been settled for all the listeners out there. Everything has been settled in Nat's family. And this is like, we're talking about this because we have moved on from that. And actually, yung naging tayo, we encountered pang trouble with them, diba?
Yeah.
But we're gonna go back to your first girlfriend. So by the way, Nat has only had two girlfriends. I'm the second one, and I'm the last one. So this story of her coming out was when she got together with her first girlfriend, right? She was back in college. Just to jog your memory a little bit, babe. You were in college. You were with your first girlfriend. You told your ninang.
Mm-hmm.
And you were hoping that she will not spill your secret and hopefully support you because you know that she was the more liberated one among your family, diba? Yeah. Pero siya yung nagka-travel all over the world.
Yeah.
And she's just really cool.
Yeah.
She's a cool tita.
Cool.
But then I guess, mas closer yung ties niya with your lola, with mommy.
Yeah, definitely.
So parang for her, no, I have to tell mommy about this. And so, what happened?
Well, you know, it's a lot that happened. It's just really shitty. Like, a lot of hurtful words were said. A lot of I guess, I don't know if you call that emotional abuse, but that's what it felt like. So,
I mean, I went through that too.
Yeah, a lot of that.
I call my mom a dragon, but your Lola is just as savage as my mom.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. The first time I met Nat's Lola, I was like, she reminds me of my mom, except that, actually, hindi. Sabi ko sana, except na mas savage yung mom ko. Pero, hindi din eh. Para sa walang preno, they say what they wanna say. They're just, they have that grandma card already.
Yeah, you can.
So they can get away with
that card.
Okay, so, there was a lot of pagalit. And I remember you finding out that your phone had a tracker.
Oh yeah, my dad tried to track me down. So
this was when you were staying with
your friend. I would go to my ex and then he would keep on calling.
Okay.
Siguro kasi nade-detect niya.
that you were there.
Yeah, that I was there.
That is like, I can't even imagine how phones that time would be able to track where you are. Do they text some number and then
what's funny is I kind of knew that there was a tracker because I store all my contacts in my SIM card. And then when he told me to switch my SIM card because
and he was paying your phone bill, so you cannot say no.
Weird excuse to get my SIM card. And then he returned it to me and then nawala lahat ng contacts. So I was like, okay, this is sketchy. So that happened. And then, indeed, it was verified because every time I'd go to my ex at that time, they would keep on calling and ask me where I was. So that's a lot of stress.
Did they go to your ex's place ever?
They went. But they didn't go down. Like, they just...
How did you know that they went?
Ben should tell me. Of course. That's a sibling code. You can't mess with a sibling code.
I'd have to disagree because it was my brother who outed me.
Okay, I guess we have different codes. But yeah, my brother would tell me na ate nandiyan, hindi papunta sila. Or parang, because there were two roads to Witte, yung Sarado. I would park my car on the other side. I learned to park my car on the other side. Because they would pass by the other road. And nakasara yun eh. Meron kasi yung, alam mo, mga villages na nakasara yun. Yeah. And then, I think, that's why I learned to park there. But then, wala rin naman ako magawa. Kasi, kung may tracker yung phone, ano pa bang magagawa?
So, what did you do? I mean, what happened? How did that all stop?
You know, to be honest, I don't really
remember anymore. Much of it just faded.
It just faded because of the pain. The pain, you do not understand how painful it is for me to even forget those things. Because I just remember those years of my life were just shitty. It was a lot of emotional abuse.
But that was just from your family.
Yeah.
And your friends were there to support you.
My friends were there to support me. My cousins were there to support me. But yeah, it's hard because, syempre, you're living under that roof. Eh.
Yeah.
You don't have much of a say with things.
How were you then? I mean, during that period, would you, like, not hang out with them?
I would try to be civil, you know. But they're still family, so you would just try every day to avoid talking about it.
How does it feel? Of course, it's stressful. At that time, it was very stressful.
Na parang you're always on your toes. Na parang sana wag mabring up yung topic na yun.
Oh man.
So yeah.
And then you and your girlfriend broke up.
Yeah. See, that was third year high school. College na.
Third year college.
Yeah.
So you got together. You were in second year college.
I think that was, and yeah, maybe second year. I think second year yun. Kasi one and a half kami. So I remember kasi pa-thesis na ako nun eh. Nung may break kami.
Oh, so parang fourth year ka.
Fourth year na ako nun. Okay. Siguro mga last semester ko na. Semester whatever.
Okay. And you, I guess that's the time when your parents, your dad, and your lola stopped badgering you about it.
Yeah, I kind of stopped. Kasi syempre, ilang taon din yun eh. Huh?
How did they know that you were broken up? Kasi yung tracker, hindi na.
They didn't. They never knew how it ended or when it ended.
Or maybe because they saw you more often at home.
Yeah, probably because they saw me.
And their tracker says that you no longer go to
me. Yeah.
That
but
place?
With the tracker naman, eventually, I think I got my old SIM card back. I really forgot how. You don't understand, babe. You don't understand how much I shoved those memories down the drain.
Okay. Share what you're comfortable to share.
Yeah, well, there.
Are you frustrated?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to stop this? Yeah.
No, this is fine.
Okay.
I think if you want real, this is real. As real as it gets. It's
Yeah, it's whatever you're going through, it's completely normal. And if you're gonna choose between hiding or just or sticking it out, and I'd recommend still sticking it out and just fighting for what's yours, because that's how we came to this world. We came out fighting for our very first breath. I mean, you know what I mean? It's, you have, freedom is not free. Yeah. That's all I can say. Freedom is not free. It's not handed to you. If it is handed to you, that's a privilege. But you have to fight for what you want in this life.
And that's what's happening right now, exactly what most people are fighting for. I mean, we're all fighting for those rights to be seen, to be treated equally, right? And it's not just in their families. I mean, I think that we're privileged. We're privileged to not go through the shit that others go through when it comes to their gender. Because our struggles were just within our families. I was never judged by my friends. You were never judged by your friends. Our troubles were with our families. Me at work.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't go through the really bad discrimination that a lot of other people experience, like trans women, or alam mo yon. We were talking about this the other day, that we were saying that we're part of the LGBTQIA plus community, but we're not as educated about it as we should be. We are really privileged to not experience the same things that they are going through. And nakikita lang natin sa news, diba? Like, you remember that trans woman in Cubao that was arrested for going into the women's bathroom, the female bathroom, diba? Sobrang liit na bagay lang nun for you to be arrested. But that's a basic right. If you identify as a woman, you should not be arrested for peeing in a woman's bathroom.
Because you identify as a woman.
Yeah. So alam mo yun, yun yung in my head, when you compare what we go through versus what the others do, it is painful, but then we could have had it worse.
Yeah.
Diba?
I agree. So, I mean, we could have had it worse na parang even our friends.
Judge us. Yeah, or like, just break off the friendship, diba? Yeah. Well, I'm lucky. Well, yun nga, kasi I was raised in an all-girls school. And so let's move on to my story. My mom sent me to exclusive schools, kasi dalawang schools yung nilipatan ko or like pinasuhan ko. She would send me there. Now that I think about it, I think because my biological mom, which is which I know as my ate now, it's a messy story. So for the listeners, my mommy is my lola, and when I say ate, she's my biological mom because that's how they structured and raised me, because my biological dad left us. So, it was my lola who basically stood as my mom, and she would decide where to send me to school, and she sent me to Holy Spirit and to St. Mary's for high school, and that was my choice at the second. But she sent me to Holy Spirit. Now that I think about it, it was because my ate got pregnant early, and she wanted to avoid that, so she was like, I'll send you to an all-girls school to be safe. But nakatawa doon is my ate also studied in an exclusive school for girls, which is St. Paul.
Oh.
So parang no escape, but siguro she was trying to lessen the chances. Anyway, when you study in an exclusive school, being lesbian is like no issue. Parang sobrang lantaran na girl-on-girl relationship, this girl has a crush on this girl.
Mm-hmm.
You would be different if you do not have a girlfriend or a crush on a girl. Parang sobrang mabibilang mo kung sino sa batch namin yung walang crush or hindi nagka-girlfriend. Or sa barkada nga namin, parang isa lang or dalawa. Mm-hmm. Out of 11 girls. So, yeah, it wasn't any problem for me with friends, because I know that even my friends would have girlfriends. And parang it wasn't
news. It was normal.
It was normal. But I guess my parents also saw it coming because they sent me to an all-girl school. So the first girlfriend I had was in first year high school. But my first crush was in like fourth grade. Bata. Fourth grade to a higher batch. Na parang grade 6 siya. And then my first girlfriend was in first year high school na. And I would bring my girlfriend to her house. She was boyish. She plays basketball in her school. She would dress up na not same as ours, mm-hmm. like blue shirts. That was parang medyo baggy yung pants niya. So when she would go to my house, or even when we would go to my barkada's house, alam ng parents na, okay, ito yung mga girls, ito yung mga tomboy.
Okay.
But it wasn't a big deal, because I guess the parents also knew na eh, na you normal brought that upon yeah. yourself. Because yeah. you sent your kid to yeah. an exclusive school. But I think what happened was my parents all throughout high school. So my girlfriend and I then were together for like the entire high school, so 4 years. Feeling ko, inisip nila it was a phase. Na parang, ah, ganyan lang yan kasi nasa all girls school eh. Pero pag nakakilala na yun ng lalaki, magbabago na yan or something. I think that's how
typical
parent yeah. na kung hindi nila matanggap, they'll face just make an excuse in their head na face lang yan. So, hindi nila ako sinisita. Pero I knew that they could sense it. And sometimes I would tell my ex at the time na parang, magtali ka nga ng buhok mo or like, can you wear a tank top instead of a shirt? Which now, yeah. thinking back at it, as in like this moment, yeah. thinking back at it, I was like, wow, you're the worst.
That was savage.
You're the worst girlfriend. Yeah. Diba? Na parang I would tell her to put her hair yeah. up, dye her hair, or like change what she would wear.
She's probably making a podcast now saying, dati sabi ng ex ko, ano eh, tank top daw ako eh.
But, it was innocent at the time because I really just wanted my parents to be comfortable to have her around. Because I would want her around in our house to hang out after school or something, diba? So, as much as possible, I didn't want my parents to be suspicious even though they weren't saying anything. Oh, I missed this very important part. The first time they found out that I was into girls was in sixth grade. I told you the story, right? So I was still in Holy Spirit School. It's an all-girls school. I don't know if like the admin of that school will get mad at me for dropping where I studied, but that's no secret. I was in sixth grade, and then we had girl drama with my barkada at the time. Hindi pa to yung barkada ko ngayon na kilala mo ha. As in like grade school barkada. And then I remember one night after a fight, I was asleep na, and one of them called my house, still looking for a fight, siguro. I don't know. Pero tulog na ako noon. Hindi ko alam kung ba't siya tumawag. And then when my mom said that she was already asleep, she fucking spoke to my mom and told her that I had a girlfriend even if I didn't. That I was into this girl.
Yeah.
So just imagine, well, ano naman kami, parang we were okay, that girl that she was referring to. So my mom woke me up from my sleep and then she started hitting me with like a belt or something. I don't even remember what she used to hit me. I just remember there was also a hanger and the hanger broke. Ganong kalakas. Oh my God, I'm laughing about this now, but it was so bad because I went to school the next day. I was all beat up. As in my arms, puro ano to? Mukha akong zebra na pumasok sa school. Kasi puro, hindi siya pantal, latay siya. Mm-hmm. As in, bruises from a beating.
Yeah.
And when I went to school, everyone met me at the entrance because they knew that happened. I don't know how they knew. I forgot na. Pero, all my friends knew. My entire batch
they know?
Or knew. Okay. Hindi ko alam eh. Maybe this girl who spoke Her name's Josanne. Hi, Josanne! If you're listening to this, yeah, bitch. But we're friends na after. Parang naayos din na. We settled everything. Parang I was like, I don't hold grudges. But anyway, I think she told one of her friends what she did. She regretted it or something.
I'm sure, yeah.
She told one of her friends. And then that kabarkada was like, sobrang gago mo, ba't mo ginawa yun?
Mm-hmm.
And then called me, I think, in the middle of the night and then told her that my mom beat me up. And then after that, word spread. And then when I went to school the next day, the whole batch was mad at her for telling. And then they were like, are you okay? So they were all on my side. And then my teachers were like, do you want us to call Bantay Bata?
Damn.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
And they were like, what happened to you? They pulled me aside from class. What happened to you? Why do you look like that? Do you want us to call Bantay Bata and we'll report? Kasi alam din ang mom ko eh. I never told my mom. And I was like, no, you don't have to. No, she's just like that, diba? Because I know that she's not...
She's not...
Abusive.
Like, it was just that one time.
And the words that came out of her mouth were like, ano, pokpok ka?
Yeah.
Or like, ganon level. Na parang,
yeah.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from my own mom.
I think kasi how most of them, that generation din kasi, that's how discipline was.
Yeah. As in, hit.
Hit na, talaga.
Palo, and like, hindi, walang, anong usap-usap? Yeah. Walang usap-usap dito, ganon.
It's always the belt.
Yeah, a belt, or, yeah. Oh my God, back scratcher. Nakahoy, hindi plastic. Yun yung pamalo niya, nabali yun sa akin. It was that. So, it was that bad. And I couldn't forget that. But that was like the first time that they found out. And my dad, I was a daddy's girl. And my dad would never get mad at me. But that was the only time I ever heard him cursing and like...
To you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As in, galit. They were both so mad at me. Pero my dad never hit me. It was my mom who hit me. Tapos... Yun na, parang hindi ko na maalala what else happened after that. I just know that I cried myself to sleep and I was like all beat up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even remember the pain anymore, but it was just that happened.
Yeah.
But when I think about it, it's so important that that happened to me because that was like, yun yung introduction nila eh, na, well, ganyan yung anak mo, diba? And then I had a girlfriend in high school. They didn't ask about that, but they can sense. And then the next girlfriend in college, yun yung nakarinig na from my dad. Na would go to her house always. But there was this time kasi na she kind of disrespected my dad.
Oh.
And my ate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad said na parang, bakit ka ba pumunta dito or something like that. When I was away, she never
came back.
She was never allowed back into her house.
Oh, okay.
But... Yeah, those were the, in a way, there was just this one ex that they never found out about. But the ex that really, parang was where I was accepted na, was the one before you.
Mm-hmm.
You know her.
Yeah.
You're familiar with her.
No.
We were in a relationship for like 8 years before you came to my life.
Yeah.
But when we got together... That was my official, my mom, my dad, they were forced to accept that I was
lesbian. See, it took years, right?
It took years, kasi from sixth grade to graduate na ako ng college, hindi nila na-accept. Mm-hmm. So parang, I guess they were in denial. And also kasi, may nakita silang guy. I tried dating a guy. A couple of guys, actually. So the first one, never brought him to our house because he was a douchebag. Found out that I was like a second girl and the other girl was pregnant. Na parang, dude, really? What? Diba? So, bye. So, we dated 2 weeks and then that was it. But this other guy that I dated, I brought him to our house, introduced him to my parents. I don't know why.
Nabigyan ng hope.
Oh, alam mo yun, parang feeling ko din, ginawa ko lang din siyang panakibuta. Yeah. So, parang, guys, kalma lang kayo kasi may chance, diba? Tsaka, ako rin yung nagsabi, I told my parents na, after high school, but ayoko na mag co-ed. So, I went to UST. My mom wanted me to try Assumption or Miriam. And I only say that with that expression because I didn't want to go to another exclusive school. So sinabi ko, ma'am, pahingi naman ng chance. Try naman natin mag-co-ed, diba? So, I went to UST. And that, I really did try. In yeah. college, I really did try to date guys. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I remember those days.
When you tried dating guys? Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Can I just say, because our podcast has no filter anyway, it was so weird kissing guys. It was so weird. Like,
It is.
No. So, I've never had sex with a guy. I know you've never had sex with a guy. But just making out, kissing, but yeah, this is weird.
I guess because that's when you feel like, yeah, this is not working.
And it wasn't even, I mean, I like the guy, but parang ang weird lang talaga. Na parang, yeah. And then, when we stopped dating, this guy that I introduced to my parents, when we stopped dating, I cried for like 2 days. Because he was the one who said na, we should stop dating. And I cried because I don't like being dumped.
Okay.
And it was really just that. But he broke it off because he wanted to have sex and I said no.
I see. Oh yeah, I remember.
I was like, I did not make.
Mm-hmm.
I made the right decision to say no to him. But anyway, so yeah, moving on to the relationship that was finally accepted by my family. My brother was messing with my computer and saw photos of us together. Hindi naman bastos or anything. Hindi naman like
travel photos.
Yeah, it was a travel photo. Actually, it was a travel photo, an out-of-town photo. So yun, parang nakita niya in my computer. Actually, sa multiply ko yun. Hindi sa files ko, sa multiply.
Naka-private ba yung multiply?
Hindi, kasi pag binuksan mo yung browser, you know how, hindi ko alam, nag-open na siya, parang naka-homepage ata yung multiply ko noon or something. Yeah. So, yun, tapos pinakaalaman niya, and then he saw, and told my mom.
Wow.
I didn't get the beating that time, so hindi na ako nabugbog nun, pero grounded ako. And I was already, I just graduated from college. I was graduating from college. As in, like, days away from graduating. So, it was hard for me because, I know, graduate na ako, tapos parang wala akong freedom to go out right after you're supposed to be free.
Yeah.
You're no longer a student, diba? I was grounded. So, what I did was, I looked for a job, which, like, immediately after graduation, that it wasn't even the job that I wanted.
Yeah.
Just so I could get out of the house. And that was clever. Being a barista.
That's clever.
And so when I would go to work, my dad would drive me and pick me up. But some days I would just say, na para, I'm just meeting a couple of friends. Hindi naman sila ganun ka-strict. Yeah. So he would drive me. He knows that that's where I was. So okay na siya doon. And then we'd meet and then I'd go home. And then, I don't know na eh. Parang, it was just an easing in na, wala. Dinala ko na lang. Basta, dinala ko na lang sa bahay. Tapos, na-realize nila na, wala na akong magagawa. Yun na yun. Yeah. And then, they accepted it.
Oh, wow. That brings a lot of memories now.
Like what?
No, I would remember, dating was hard. Like, going out with my ex at that time. Because nga, there was this fear of my parents finding out. Kasi BF lang din siya eh, and BF lang din ako. So it was like, if you're just in that area, it's so easy to just bump into, you know.
Yeah.
And it was many times it happened before na parang yung tipong nandun lang makikita mo sa sasakyan, nandun yun.
Oh my God! Oh. It happens to us too! Can you just say that that happens to us too?
Oh, go ka na!
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, and it's a lot of stress, so.
Okay, so we had to pause recording and we are back. So, yeah, that was what happened to me in college when my mom and my parents found out, and we eventually accepted. But my favorite part has to be the fact that my mom sat down with a psychologist. She told me this na later na to ha. I think after na kami mag-break ng ex ko. And she told me that, did you know that I sat down with a psychologist who goes to the church? Kasi my mom is, you know that my mom plays in the cathedral, yeah. Diba? My mom is an organist. She's very well known in our community. She plays in the cathedral in QC. And she spoke to one of her friends in church who is a psychologist and actually advised her to understand me. Parang yun daw yung tumulong sa kanya to accept that this is who I am. And she just, parang we got closer after she finally accepted me and my dad accepted me. My sister, my brother, wala siya magagawa dun eh. And my ate, yun nga, dahil siya yung biological mom ko, wala siyang choice kundi i-accept yun. And she's more understanding. And she told me that the only reason why she was against it before was because she was worried about my mom na baka pagalitan ako or like, yun nga, baka paluin na naman. Palo talaga. Paluin na naman ako or something. So it was really just that. And when I finally had that talk, which I never had with my mom until before we got together. So the story is, my mom was trying to convince me not to get with Nat after my ex before her. And that was because I was in an 8-year relationship, babe. Do you remember? So yeah, I told you the story, right? Story. So it was an eight year relationship, and when I broke it off because it just didn't feel like we were growing as individuals anymore and we weren't growing together. I broke it off, and then after a couple of months, I was dating Nat. My mom was like, she was hoping that I'd get back with my ex, and she was like, are you sure that this is the person for you? Because I don't want you to be trying again and then not working out. Hindi pa pala siya yun. Yung ganon, na parang gusto niya mag-settle na ako. Parang ganon. Parang, batanda na ba ako? She was worried for me.
And it's just coming from a place of safety and concern.
Of concern, yes. Yeah. Definitely. And that was the first time I felt a heartfelt concern, genuine concern and worry and love and care,
mm-hmm.
In a conversation that talks about my preference and
yeah.
and me as an individual. Na she was telling me na nag-worry lang naman ako before na baka hindi ka tanggapin sa work, na baka i-discriminate ka sa work.
That's always like the first, right?
It's always, but yeah. They would never say that, yeah. Diba? Did your parents tell you that when they were trying to stop you? No. Did they?
But they mentioned that. They mentioned that.
Okay, so they were like, nag-worry lang ako na hindi ka tatanggapin sa trabaho?
Not
in that way.
Words. Not in those words. Parang implied.
Okay. Yeah, but she never told me that. She was just, no. No, it'll look bad. That was it. So I never understood. Kasi parang I don't care. I don't care what other people think. This is me. I want to be happy, diba?
Yeah.
And then yun lang. Parang she came from, I'm concerned about you. I don't want you to get hurt out there. It was just that. And when she was trying to convince me to get back with my ex, that's what she told me, and that she would respect whatever decision I made after that. And then I was like, Ma, I want you to get to know Nat. Yes, yun. That was parang, oh, bakit? Tell me about her. It was that same conversation. And that was like, that was a time that really, really brought me and my mom closer together. It was worth all the, hindi, sige, okay lang. Kung mapahiya ka sa kanila, or like, mapagsabihan ka ng masakit, or hindi ka pansinin, hindi ka kausapin.
Yeah.
It was, to me, I've gone through so many of those because my mom is so moody and
yeah.
obviously, my mom has the last say. When you say something to my dad, she'll be like, ask your mom.
Yeah, same. Ask mommy.
Okay. Ask mommy. Okay. Yeah, ask your mommy first. If your mommy says yes, then it's okay.
Matriarchal.
Yeah, setup. Diba? So, parang when I had her yes, everyone was okay. Even our relatives outside. And do you remember when we went to my brother's wedding, she even introduced us to her amigas, diba? Yeah. And she was so proud. And I guess what I want our listeners to get from our stories is that I know it's hard to come out.
Yeah.
And
we're not promising that it's gonna be
good
easy.
Or easy or like not.
It's not.
Or easier than ours.
Yeah, in fact, we'll tell you now that it can be hell for like years of your life.
Yeah, it was hell for me and hell for you.
But it's gonna be that. It's gonna be strength later on na parang napagsabihan ka ng ganito. Nanay ko nga eh.
Yun nga eh.
Sinapaka ko eh. Ano
pa kayo? Hindi yung sinabi sa'yo. Kaya kung yung
lang yung
coming out story, ganito yung sinabi sa'yo. Parang, ha? Ako nga, pumasok sa school ng may latay. Diba?
I mean, we're not comparing. But then, you know, it makes you tough na parang,
yeah.
It makes you tough. It really like, yun lang? Okay, sige, fine. Let's do it.
And it's all worth it because with like the love that we feel for our families and their relationship with our families, us missing them and them missing us as the like the two of us and not just I miss Nikki or I miss Nat, diba? They miss us both. They want us both to come home. Just that feeling of this relationship being accepted openly by our families is worth all of what we went through, diba? And after your ex, we still, us, parang Nat was single for 4 years.
Yep.
After her first girlfriend, and I came in the picture 4 years later when she wasn't expecting a girlfriend.
Out of topic, I found love when I stopped looking for it.
Yes.
The moment I stopped actively looking for it, that's when you came.
Excuse me, tatapa kami yung buhok ko.
So it really comes in. Everything has its own timing. As in, I really believe in that. When, especially in that saying na parang pag may, this is very spiritual, religious, pag may kinuha sa iyo si Lord, may babalik siya lagi eh. I always believe in that. Na parang if someone's taken from you, it's there's something bound to come your way.
Ano ba kinuha sa'yo? Ano ba nawala sa'yo?
No, my ex at that time.
Or when you broke up.
Yeah, or the pain that I've experienced coming out, you know. Because it's both of us, it was years of adjusting.
For the both of you.
It was like...
And your ex was straight, right?
Yeah.
See, I was like, both of us, it's a struggle coming out. Huh? And the ex mo straight? Okay.
I love the challenge.
New gender bender.
But, yeah, also if you're coming out, lesson learned, do not F with the straight girls. Come on.
Yeah.
I know it's challenging,
okay,
but
so,
it will hurt you.
Feeling ko may listeners tayo na mga ganun na parang, I like this girl, pero straight siya.
Then again, you know what? Go ahead and you'll realize later on. Yeah, I won't stop you.
Okay, so hear it from Nat. Hindi kanya pipigilan. If you wanna go for that straight girl, go for it. But be ready to
just
get
your
heart broken.
Yeah.
Yun lang.
Be ready. It's been quite an amazing journey. And I know it's been tough for me earlier to like talk about it. Because it was really... I don't know eh. Parang talagang...
Hirap.
Ang hirap eh. To talk about it. Because, yun nga. There's no other explanation for it. But it was so painful kasi. Na parang to the point na, I guess it was traumatic.
Yeah.
It was very traumatic. You know how you, because it's traumatic, you forget about it. But then when you pull it up, it's like...
It's the same feeling.
It's the same feeling.
You relive it. Babe, yeah. I think you have to talk about it more often or like just face it in your like now,
yeah.
Kasi it's it's your, parang you're ready to heal. Because your relationship with your family is really good really now. Good. Yes. Diba? Na parang when you look back at it, they're not even the same people. Yeah. And that's the same for me. The reason why I can laugh about going to school and my teacher is almost calling bantay bata is because I've healed from it. And I know that that's not my mom naman talaga, na hindi naman niya minin yun to like hurt me or whatever. So when you look back and you know that no, that's not the same person who hurt me, and you see them in a different light, you heal that and you can connect that experience as just part of your
I
past.
I guess that's also why I really want to spend more time with the family. And that's why I remember the start of quarantine. I was so agit to go home because I just really, this was like the perfect time to be with the family. I mean, family is everything. I know maybe right now some of our listeners would think na parang no, they hate me. They don't. They really don't. They just don't know how to say it. Yeah. They don't, probably they don't know how to express it in a way that's more appealing to you.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
And don't ever blame your parents for not accepting you or you know, it's the structure, it's the society, it's how we were raised. I mean, yes, they have a choice to change their perspective of things, but we are the generation who is toppling all of that over and changing the whole belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Na everything that's coming up now during this time is like the purging and the shift in consciousness and all that. And it's our generation that is now working to make that change happen. And this is part of it, diba? If their generation doesn't understand, then tayo na yung mag-ano, parang mahirap for us. But let's do the work na so that the generations after us
because
don't have to go through this.
It has to be two-way na parang you want to be understood. You also have to learn to
understand
people. It can't be like just you. The world doesn't revolve around you.
And to meet them halfway.
Like, you have to meet people halfway. You have to learn to play the game.
Yeah.
There are rules. There's this, I see life as a game.
Mm-mm.
And if you want to change things up, you have to learn what the rules are. You want to change it up. You have to learn the rules. It's not like, oh, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to change the world. Yeah. Okay. Start with you first. Right?
Yeah.
Start with your own growth. Start with the people around you. Like you have to have a ripple effect. It can't be like, bam, here are my ideas, I'll shove it down your throat.
Yeah.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Yeah.
No one ever won
it's
a battle that way.
It's about compromise.
Yes.
Like with our parents, it was painful to be going with your parents. Nung bago kami ni Nat, kinakatok kami sa kwarto niya and parang gustong paalisin ako or something, diba? Parang,
they were uncomfortable.
They were so uncomfortable, but I told her that, oh, and the first few times we would go to your house, you would sneak me out the back. We would go home really late. Yun nga.
I was scared of what they would say because you have to understand that for years.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't, at the back of my head, I knew that would bring memories for them.
Yeah. And to you.
And to me. So, in a way, they were kind of against it. But then, because you approached it in a different way.
I know. No, it was this. So, the first couple of months that we were dating, we would go home to her. I would sleep over at her house a lot because we were clingy like that. And we would go home really late. So, we both were, diba? And I don't know where we would go. Why would we go home at like 11?
I have no idea.
Gym. We would
train. I would always train at night.
And I would hang out in a cafe. So what would happen is after her work and my work, we would go to the south from BGC. We would go to the south.
Then I'll train.
You'll train because she would still train for the sport, kettlebell sport then. And I would hang out in a cafe and work some more on my blog
usually
and
Starbucks
stuff. Yeah. And then after you train, you'd pick me up and then we'd go home to your house, right? That would be around 11 na. Mm-hmm. And then we would pass by the back and it would be like, shh, be quiet. It was like, are they asleep? Yeah, okay, let's pass here. And then we would sneak to her room. No one would even see us, right? I would remember that so clearly. And then after that, we started to hear from your family. Like, your uncles would come to the house and then we could sense that they were talking about us, yeah. Diba? And then you were like, no, let's just stay inside the room. And then I told you not to do that. Na parang, no, if I come over to your house, well, let me pass through the front door and I will say, good afternoon po, good evening po.
Yeah.
Ganon, para makita nila na dissenting babae yung dinadala mo dun sa bahay niyo, diba?
Yeah.
And that's when it changed because I would look your lola in the eye and then say, good afternoon po. And even if I knew na medyo nakasimangot siya nung una, magmamano ko tsaka magbabeso ko. Yeah. And that's how...
And my dad too.
And my dad.
My dad has a resting landed space.
But then it's true kasi parang everyone would see my dad for the first time, nakatakot yung dad mo.
Totoo naman eh. And totoo yun. Like, if you guys could see Nat's dad, sobrang nakatakot siya. He's like the, alam mo yung parang good afternoon po, tapos di ka natitigyan. Or like good afternoon po, tapos saan yung banyo nyo? Ganun siya. Pero, you know, parang if you want to prove that you are like the girl who is gonna come to your house all the time, get used to this place, hi, tito, yeah. Good afternoon po, beso. And sit with them on the table.
Yeah.
Eat with them. And tell them what you do, tell them.
That's when I knew that you're the one.
Yeah.
When you had the guts to do that.
Because my mom raised me like that. Yeah. She'd be like, no, when you go to another person's house, you say good afternoon to the parents, magmano ka, magbeso ka, lahat yan, umupo ka sa mesa, hindi ka magtatago. Hindi ko alam, may girlfriend ba yung sinasabi ng mom ko? Pag pumunta ka sa bahay ng girlfriend mo, dapat ganito ka.
Well, yeah. Same. I think it's really the generation thing.
Yeah.
Ayaw nga ng lolo ko na, parang ayaw niya na makikikain ko sa...
Oh, diba? Early. No, parang... Makikitulog ka sa ibang bahay, diba? But look at them now, right? They're like, kamusta si Nat? Kamusta si Nat dyan? Ano? Parang ang payat-payat na ni Nat. So, it's really like, if you love the person and you show that we're okay, we can handle ourselves, we have our shit together, you can just chill there. They will accept you. And I know it's not gonna be the same for everyone. Our journeys will be different. What we go through will definitely be different. But what we're saying is, you have to fucking brave the storm.
Yes. You have to brave the storm. You can't ask someone to do it for you.
Yeah, and you can't run away from it.
You can't run away from yourself.
I know there are parents who are worse. Like, I would hear, kasi I've talked to so many friends, and they would say na parang, hindi mo naiintindihan yung parents ko. Hindi mo naiintindihan yung parents ko. Yeah, I don't understand your parents because you know them better than I do. But what I'm saying is, my mom put me through hell, but here I am. Yeah. She loves my partner just as much as she loves me. So, how can your parent be different?
It's so cliche because you know how when you talk to someone and they'd say, hindi ka rin matitiis niyan. At that time, you'd be like, hindi talaga eh.
Oo, papalayasin ako. Then, tatanggalan ako ng mana. Yes.
Talaga eh. Ano eh. It's different.
Yeah.
But I don't know how others are. Like, if it's really that bad. Point is, you have to face it. Or it will just come back and haunt you.
I personally think that there's no way that your parents can, like, hate you. I mean, I know there are people who have been disowned and kicked out of their homes for being gay or lesbians. But if you could, like, have this calm conversation with your parents, get them to calm down and you to calm down and put your angers aside, if you could get them to do that, I think, ano siya eh, walang hindi maayos yung communication. I really, really believe in the power of communication. There's nothing that it can't fix. If you bare your fucking soul to your parents and you show them that they can bear their soul to you, yeah. there's no way that they'll kick you out or they'll take you out of their will.
Yeah.
And even your dad, diba? That's yun yung best example eh. Your dad would like, even after a few months of us being together, you'd get a random text, diba?
Na parang, yeah, my dad was really against it.
Still, kind of, yeah. right? Na who's still hoping na maybe yeah. you shall fix this, right?
Tsaka nakatakot yung dad ko nun magalit. I mean, he didn't hit me, but then it was really scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's ano eh. Wala, yun talaga.
It's a, you can't change it's, who they are. You can't
change who they are.
We can try to change. You
can't change who you are.
But we can try to change how they see you.
Yes.
It's their perspective mm-hmm. that we can change. And that's on us. That, I mean, all the hard work, I think, is on our generation.
And when you, we must be tough. Really, it's really going to be a disservice if you don't own up your truth or live up to your truth. Because, I mean, I know you know people who
are closeted. At 30 or 30 plus, parang, girl!
Ano na, kailangan.
Stop it!
Na parang, you know, and they're hurting.
Yeah. It's a pain that you bring with you. You can't hide that.
You don't want that.
And I really believe that if you are closeted, you do not, you also closet your full potential.
Yeah.
Your capacity to be amazing at work, mm-hmm. in your career, in your passion. If you're closeted, na-affect yung yeah. energy mo eh. Because it's like, okay,
it's blocking your energy.
Exactly. So parang it's so close eh. Your orange chakra, your sacral chakra is like right above your red chakra. Your red chakra stands for your family, your foundation, everything that grounds you and roots you. So if this is not stable right above it, it's gonna affect yeah. that. They're all connected. So it's just there's no reason to stay closeted. There really is mm-hmm. no reason.
Just take your time.
Take your time.
You don't have to go
find the family that will support you first. Because ako din naman yeah. eh, friends ko muna din yung support mm-hmm. system ko eh. And when you know that there is really someone that you can run to, then you're fine. But for you to stay closeted alone and with no yeah. one knowing who you really are, that's not mm-hmm. right. I mean, that's unfair to you. That's unfair to your spirit. That's unfair yeah. to like you as an individual. Well, this has been, I think, the longest episode that we have recorded. But we will record another one to answer a few questions from you guys. I posted this on my Instagram. I'm accepting questions. Any gay question? I like to call it a gay question. Hindi pa pala ata ito yung longest natin. We've done longer, but yes. We'll talk more on the next episode. And this is about how it is to be gay or lesbian in the world today. And we'll answer questions from you guys, our listeners. And this has been our story. I really appreciate you talking about it, babe. And I know that you got a little frustrated there. But I really appreciate you. And thank you for recording this episode with me and for sharing your story with everyone who's listening. Once again, this is Good, Rude, and Partly Nude, where there is absolutely no filter in what you hear. And thanks for listening to this episode. If you want to continue the conversation, if you listen to this episode, share on your social media accounts, share with your friends, whoever needs to listen to this, and message us on Instagram. It's TheNatCruz, and sasabihin ko sana, di Nikki Torres. Di naman, ganun yung handle ko. Nikki Torres, NKITORRES. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, guys!
Bye!